We're back, ladies and gentlemen.
I didn't realize how the seat was, and then all of a sudden I started, like, I almost fell.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen.
Today is a good day. I've been debating if I want to tan or not. I don't know if I want to do that, but it just sounds fun.
Somebody
working out sounds fun.
Yeah.
Do a handstand and you're all black because you're back in black. Because you're
Let me sack it out. What?
Oh my god, I can't see myself.
Because I'm a woman with a bullet, I'm a power pack.
Gone.
He just blew it. Oh, Jesus. I got it. All right, tell us something good.
All right, so Steve Harvey should have just said Miss Columbia won because... That's his name, right?
Yeah, he hosts like 17 shows.
He does. He's the hoster of TV. Huh. Well, Christy Lee Carty, Miss Puerto Rico, a.k.a. Miss Universe 2016, has been dethroned because of her attitude and her saying that doctor appointments are more important than making appearances and talking to, you know, news outlets and different people. So she has been stripped from her crown 4 months after Steve Harvey messed up and said that Miss Columbia won. Miss Columbia that he said originally won, I believe.
Yeah, I think
sorry
so.
To Miss Columbia if that wasn't you, but I'm not the one naming out the winner. But.
Okay.
That is that. So there you go. She has been stripped of her royalties. Oh, shit. I don't care about backgrounds.
That's,
come sit, my love. Come sit.
That's just insane. So who's now the... Is she back? Then is Columbia back?
I don't know how they do it. I don't know if it's, you
they
know...
They give the runner-up? I thought they give the runner-up.
Maybe. So then Miss Columbia won all
might
along.
Be.
She's prettier anyways, so... It's like, thanks.
All right.
Mariah Carey got booed out in Leeds, England, after being an hour late to her show because, you know, that's what awesome divas do is they go late. But she, you know, you can make all the excuses you want, but whenever you're going on 2 hours of sleep and you just accidentally sleep in because the bed in Leeds, England is just so over-the-top comfortable, then, you know. But she, you know, since she's been out there, she's asking people at 3 in the morning to get groceries for Monroe, Morocco, or Morongo, or whatever that kid's name is.
Okay.
Because I guess her twins are on tour because, you know, that's what you do. You take four-year-olds all over the world with you whenever you have the celibate dad just posted up in California or Miami or wherever he is. But yeah, so she's asking people at 3 in the morning to go get groceries for her and the twins. She has just been busy with rehearsal, but I think she slept in. I think, you know, at 40 years old, your body is not like it was when you were 20 years old. I'm just saying. So you go, girl. You go be late and get booed out in there. It's not like you're here.
I wonder how she sounds out. She's got to be sounding horrible. Remember when she did that, remember when she,
Christmas thing?
Yeah, when she had the horrible...
You know, we talk about this with the rock guys. Your voice eventually goes out whenever you're singing that high or you're doing crazy things with your voice involved whenever you sing. And you don't have just a monotone voice like Ozzy or Mick Jagger or Taylor Swift. Your voice eventually just will blow out because you constantly are practicing to hit higher notes. You're constantly practicing to scream lower notes. So, hey, your voice will blow out. And if you don't lip sync, then you might as well just do metal. Iggy Azalea and Nick Young have postponed their wedding because she plans on touring. by the end of the year instead of getting married at the end of the year, but they will get married at the end of next basketball season, which will be in May or June.
All right, well, she should put out a record.
I'm like, I thought they are. She does.
Really?
Yeah.
When did it come out?
It comes out this summer.
Oh, okay. I thought you. I thought.
But she has new music coming out now. Like, she has music videos coming out and everything. Because I have to, get prepared because I want to see Iggy Azalea.
Do you like her?
I love her.
All right, let's go.
She's awesome. All right, so Waste Gang Society is being sued for $5 million for misleading their customers that they're, hey, put this waist training belt on and don't work out and eat what you want and it'll burn all the fat because it doesn't do that. Even though the Kardashian clan live by it. But it doesn't work like that. So they're being sued $5 million for lying to their customers. I mean, duh. If you go to a legit waist trainer thing and you read the disclaimers and you read all, like, the, you know, what really happens to you, I understand people are obsessed with Kardashians and they want to go by their trends, but they're only doing that to help their friends out. We all help our friends out. Yeah. And sometimes we just say things to help our friends out. Am I right?
We all say things to help our friends out.
We do.
I like that.
If, you know, they're like, hey, can you do this for me? And it's like, yeah, of course, girl, I'll do that for you. Of course you're going to BS somehow. Duh. Blake Shelton is suing InTouch magazine for $2 million. With their claims of him hitting rock bottom, being an alcoholic, being a drunk, peeing on mailboxes, and slurring his words and messing up on the voice. So he's suing for $2 million for all the false tabloid stories.
Wish they had a video.
Well, if they did, then it would prove.
I know, I'm saying.
Right, but they don't. So In Touch magazine, which is like the number one of lies, the number one tabloid of lies. Hey, might as well sue them.
That's pretty funny.
So he's like, I never hit rock bottom. I never urinated on a mailbox before. He's not an alcoholic. He's never been to rehab.
Peeing on a mailbox wouldn't be that big of a deal.
But it's so funny.
Yeah, I've peed on a lot of things.
I don't want
to. No, but no, you're taking it to the gutter. You're taking it to the gutter. I'm saying mailbox.
Did you do a Justin Bieber where he like peed in like the cleaning bucket?
I peed in bottles.
I used to work at Auntie Anne's, the pretzel place.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys would pee in the lemonade and then some lemonade.
No, stop it. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, one time they peed in the lemonade and they sold.
No.
I swear.
No.
I swear to you.
No.
I swear to you, they did. That's why I don't drink.
Lemonade?
No, you'll never see me get one of the drink canisters, like the drinks from like those big canisters.
Yeah.
Spin. I won't do it.
Like lemonade, like hot dog on a stick.
Yeah,
where
I won't do it.
They peed. How did they pee in it?
Whenever you're making it,
they took
in the back, you just pee in it, and then you like, yes, yes, that, yes. I swear.
And you just and you were accomplice.
No, I was before I was working there.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
Horrible. What's wrong with people?
It's Texas. What do you expect from people from Texas? Look at Ted Cruz. He's from Texas.
Oh, God. It's horrible.
Looney Tunes. Texas produces Looney Tunes.
All right.
Sports news.
Sports news.
Peyton Manning's number 18 jersey will be retired at the Colts, and they're building a Peyton Manning statue for the Lucas Oil Stadium. I wonder if it's going to be like young Peyton. Super Bowl Peyton. He won the Super Bowl. Remember, he was super young then.
Well, yeah, I mean, I gotta imagine. And...
Oh, yeah, they found that guy, so they're all, like, on an ambush right now to, like, just get everybody. All right, UFC 200, July 9th, my birthday, in Las Vegas. There will be a possible rematch with Nate Diaz and Conor McGregor.
Oh, really?
Should try and go. My
what day is it?
Saturday, July 9th, my
July
birthday.
9th. Okay.
That's my actual birthday. I mean, I know we have talks going to Cleveland.
Yeah.
But that'd be dope to go see Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz for my BA day. At the T-Mobile Arena, because that should be all, like, fully ready by then. Yes.
Well, that'd be good.
Yeah.
T-Mobile Arena.
And they got deals with M-Life, which we're part of.
Okay.
Which is also good. All right, so the cornerback of the Ravens, Trey Walker, is unresponsive after joyriding on his dirt bike, which led him crashing into a Ford Escape and putting him into ICU.
Who is he?
He's a rookie, 23, 24 years old. Trey Walker, he was drafted last year by the Ravens, cornerback, and he was out in Miami with another player. That's not being named. But a Patriots player somehow is involved because he's the one that called the police and said, oh, my God, my friend. But they don't know if he's the one that was riding the dirt bikes with Walker. But definitely.
Wow.
He had no lights on, no helmet, because he was, like, just and he was wearing all black. So he was just kind of, like, cruising in the evening time.
Yeah.
He wasn't paying attention and then wrecked into a Ford Escape and now he's in the hospital. So hope you get better. Hope you wake up soon, Trey Walker.
That sucks.
You know what sucks more? Is Tyler Seguin of the Dallas Stars getting his Achilles sliced during a game. He got tangled up with Tampa Bay Lightning's Anton Stralman. And Stralman's blade went... right on, so he had to go get stitches, and he'll be back in the month, but the April 9th, I believe, is when hockey's last game.
That's like some hostile. That's like in hostile.
Well, did you ever hear about the hockey player that got his neck sliced and, like, survived?
Yeah, but the Achilles, eesh.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Hostel, whenever he was sitting there, and snapped it.
Ooh, that's horrible. I plugged my ears.
Yeah.
Okay, give me another
final story.
Give me it.
Neymar Jr.,
the forward
of Barcelona soccer team.
Oh, who cares?
He is in deep trouble.
Yeah, because he's got a horrible name.
No, not only that, he owes, like, over $52 million in tax fraud because he's just claiming to be someone else. He owes managers millions of money.
Now, millions of money?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what realis is to U.S. dollars. I'm not up to date, but he owns, like, $63 million to his management company. He owes... $125 million in fines and interest and is facing fraud charges.
Mm-hmm.
So, dude, pay yo-ish. All right. I mean, I know we don't pay attention to soccer, but, I mean, soccer players get paid as much as a hockey player would, and we know hockey or how much a baseball player would because – they play like how in baseball, how you get these humongous contracts and you're with them and you're millions of dollars. I mean, they make like that because they get, you know, David Beckham gets contracted for 10 years with LA Galaxy for millions of dollars. So it's like.
Yeah.
Hey, you could have been an H&M spokesmodel.
with Jenner.
Bruce Caitlin Jenner.
Yeah, great.
That's it.
All right.
My name is Katie.
You're awesome. You're
in
6 days,
this little boy will turn 4 years old. He's my first baby. I love him so much.
All right.
All right, my name is Katie. This is Roz. It's Roz the Carrie Show. We'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Au revoir. Au revoir.